All right, we are live here at the 2016 Adult Entertainment Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada on Thursday, day two, with the lovely Miss Siren DeMar.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How's your show going so far?
Really good. Really good. It's fun. I love it when the fans come by. I've seen already several faces that I've recognized for years and years in the past. They always come by and say hi and get a hug and a kiss. So it makes it fun.
Have you been going to any of the parties or seen any of the girls dancing?
Haven't seen any of the girls dancing yet this year. Probably will. I have nothing going on tonight, so yeah, I might. But parties, yeah. I actually kind of stayed low last night, get ready for today. Tonight I might go to the adult comedy show. And then tomorrow, of course, we have the white party. And then Saturday night, you know, the awards and after parties for that one. So, gonna be busy.
Very cool, very cool. Now, for those who aren't too familiar with work, how long have you been in the business for now?
Almost 10 years.
Really? Been that long already?
Yeah. I signed with my first agency in July of 06. So, and I haven't looked back. I've loved every minute of it.
Still loving it, huh?
Absolutely. Love it. Sex is great. I mean, sex is fun. It's like, why would you not want to?
Yeah, I understand. So, how was your 2015? What you been up to this year?
2015 was busy. Worked with a lot of companies that I had before, Brazzers, Kink.com, Sexually Broken, a little bit of Girlfriends Films and Girls Way, and just, let's see, what else have I done? I know there's probably more. But, you know, lots of scenes coming out. I just had couple scenes from Girls Way. They had like a little mini feature come out, and that's doing really, really well. Girlfriends Films just had some come out. Brazzers came out. Kink came out. So,
yeah, you do quite a bit. Everything from interracial to cream pie to, is there anything you really don't do?
No, not really. I'm a slut. You know, I like sex. I like everything about it. I'm willing to try anything once. And if I don't like it, then I know. And then I'm like, okay, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. But I like keeping things varied. You don't get into that rut. Every day is something new. You know, different people, different aspects, different scenarios, different positions. But anything and everything, I guess maybe my hard lines is like no golden showers or scat. That's icky.
There you go. Is there any dream scene or anything you haven't done yet that you'd like to?
I've done a lot. And probably because I've done, you know, real basic to hardcore gangbangs to orgies to bondage. But I probably have like one fantasy that still hasn't been shot yet. And it's like me tied up on a bed and just having this huge line of guys out my room and like outside just all waiting to fuck me. So then they come in guy after guy and fuck me and like come all over me, and you know, they go and then the next guy comes in and they fuck me and then they come all over me, and just keep that all going till I am a sloppy wet mess.
I believe the slang for that is running a train.
Yes. So that one I have not done yet.
Well, I'm sure somebody would be willing out there to shoot it. Maybe Kink or one of the other companies.
I hope so. That's why I'm putting it out there. Come on, people.
Very cool, very cool. Now, are there any other performers, male or female, anybody you got your eye on you'd like to work with that you haven't yet?
No, there's some new ones that come in and new ones that go, and you know, there's such wonderful talent out there that it's kind of hard to just, you know, single out a few. You know, I've worked with some amazing talent in my past, new talent, old, you know, settled talent, and I just kind of want to just keep it going. I know that's ambiguous and kind of a politically correct answer, but that's just kind of how I look at it. I would love to shoot with pretty much everybody I already have again, and make that next time, third time or whatever, even better. Get that, you know, that chemistry even hotter. Make the scene just more.
Very cool. Are you nominated for any awards this year?
Fan voted a favorite MILF this year.
Yeah, you're definitely a very underrated performer. I said, you've been in the business a long time, very, you know, beautiful girl, very good performer, but definitely very underrated. I do hope you start getting a little more recognition.
Um, Yeah, I kind of hope so. But, the awards don't... They're nice to have, but they really... That's not what's important to me. It's what, the fans think. Do they enjoy what I'm giving them? Do they enjoy my art? Do they enjoy my sensuality? And that's what's important, is making them happy. If I'm helping them in their sex life or, just anything. It's like, that's what's important to me.
Now, like I said, you've been in the business for about 10 years now. How much longer do you see yourself in the industry?
Forever and ever and ever and ever. I don't have any immediate plans to retire. Yeah. I know eventually it'll happen, but I'm just going to keep going as long as, the fans still want to see me. They put requests out, companies book me. I'll keep going on.
No, I would say, I'm personally, I'm a big fan of the MILF and cougar genre because it's, one of the few that you actually get to see, real grown adult women. Nothing against the young girls, but, it's nice to have, for a guy in his mid-30s, nice to have a girl who, is a grown-up.
Knows what they're doing.
Exactly. Girl with...
Well, it's not even knows what they're doing. It's we know our bodies.
Yeah.
And we're settled into our sexualities. We're comfortable with that. We're powerful enough to go out and get what we see.
Yeah.
The younger girls haven't quite got that confidence yet. We, on the other hand, we're out there and we grab it.
Exactly. 20 years of 20 years more experience, so.
Yeah. It makes a big difference. It really does. And even more with your own body. There, a female body changes so drastically from, the 20s into the 30s into the 40s. And you really become in tune with you as a person, with you, your body, sensations, orgasms. I actually now have different types of orgasms that I had never had even 5 years ago. And it's just getting to know yourself and just enjoying the sensations and not be worried about, how do I look in this and what position, you don't really worry about the physical aspects of it all. It's just all everything else.
Well, there's that old saying that, men peak sexually, was it their late teens, early 20s, and women don't peak, so their late 30s, early 40s?
Yep, and that's actually when I entered into the industry. I hit my prime. And I'm like, all right, where's the boys?
There you go. So, all right, last question here. How do you define good sex? What does good sex mean to you?
Good sex to me is chemistry. Actual, just bottom line, down to earth chemistry, passion between the two people. If you don't have those two things, you don't have anything.
There you go. All right, so where can the fans get a hold of you at?
They can find me through Twitter at Siren Demare XXX. They can find me on Facebook, Siren Demare, Instagram, The Real Siren Demare, and I have my website, which is sinfulsiren.com.
All right, well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again in the future.
Thank you. I hope so, too. Bye, babe.